Blog Talk Radio.
A real perspective. Good evening. Welcome, welcome to Khadijah's Cafe. I am Khadijah Stewart. And I am here tonight to talk to you about business and scholastics from the real perspective. Tonight, we are going to talk about progress. So I want everyone to have a seat, relax. Let's get started in this conversation. It is the month of Ramadan. We are in the third day, so I won't be doing any drinking. I won't have any of my water or my sparkling grape juice tonight. But if you're not fasting, you're welcome to do so. I want to open up with my usual quote, and that quote is, progress is a mountain that you tackle one step at a time. Are you ready for that final step to the top? Are you ready? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. I want you to prepare for success, right? We don't just jump into success. We prepare for it. Don't wait for it to arrive and then prepare. It's too late then. And family, I just want to let you know I'm going to cut out a little early tonight because it is Ramadan, so I'm going to have to break my fast around 7:40-ish, so I'll be leaving you guys at 7:30. But I want you to understand this thing about success, right? We always talk about this is what we're going to do, this is what we're accomplishing, this is what we're working towards. We're always working towards success, but do we prepare for success? We have to employ systems that you can use to manage the climb to success, right? Do you have an effective voicemail system? Do you have an effective payment system? Do you have an effective email system? Do you have an effective way to deal with customers that are calling you? Do you have an effective way to deal with customers that are trying to reach out to you on social media? Do you have a way to track all of the people that you're dealing with? Do you have a way to jot down the different networks that you've joined and what are the benefits of them, right? This is preparation for success. We're employing these systems. The same system should be able to be alternated or adjusted to manage your success. It has to be, right? If the system is already in place and you've been doing it and it's been working successfully for you, then guess what? Once you get to that success point, once you reach that goal that you've been working towards, it's really easy just to keep doing the things that work. Now, you may have to pivot a little. You may have to adjust a little, right, because your volume may increase. The way you address things has to change a little just because you may become a little more specific in how you deal with people, right? But you want to make sure you have some type of system in place. So many businesses fail because they don't have systems in place. Systems are one of the key points to success in business. Because if you don't have a step one, step two, step three for success, then you can't be ready for step four, step five, and step six. If you don't have a plan to fall back down, if you don't have a plan, that fall back down, it's going to really be hard. You're going to fall really hard because you have nowhere to start from. You have to start all the way at the beginning. But when you have a system in place, if you fail or you fall, which you're going to do, that's the best part about failing. It always gives you a next leap up, right? But once you fail, if you don't have that system in place, you have nowhere else to start from. You have to go all the way back to the beginning, and all of that hard work that you've put in, all of the time and the energy that you've done to build this thing up, you have nothing to look back on to say, this didn't work. That didn't work. Let me do it this way this time. Let me do it that way this time. Or it worked this way, so I'm going to employ that same system. For example, let me give you a clear example. Most businesses have seasons that allow them to estimate average sales, right? Whether you're a service business or a product-based business, you still have a season. You have an up season and a down season. Very few businesses have above their goal profits occurring all year round. That's not realistic. Some businesses do, and those are the billion-dollar businesses that we're all growing to be like, right? But, you know your season, and you know when your sales are going to decrease. So if there are no plans to increase sales or pivot during those slow season times, those times when business is just slowed down, your business is going to fail. You're not ready. You're not ready for those changes in your business. You're not ready for those next steps because you have not put a system in place for the failures. You know, when I do my business coaching with my clients, I always talk to them about the SWOT, the strength, the weakness, the opportunity, and the threats. And I talk about this all the time with you, family. I do. The one thing that planning allows you to do, it allows you to evaluate your strengths. It allows you to evaluate your weaknesses. It allows you to actually clearly see the opportunities. And then you know what your threats are. You know and you're ready for every possible threat that's going to come your way. One of my clients, they launched a new business a couple of months ago. And it was so awesome because they followed everything I told them to do step by step by step. And that does not happen always. As a business coach, we get a little frustrated because we give out all of the awesome information. We hold your hand through the process, but if you don't do the work, then it's not going to be beneficial to you, right? This particular client followed me every step of the way. They did exactly what I told them to do. So before they launched, they did a survey where they surveyed everybody they possibly thought would be interested in their product. And then they pieces of their product, just small little samples, and they put that survey in that. So what that allowed them to do is, one, they were able to develop a system for customer feedback before they even received their first customer, right? Two, they were prepared for whatever the customers were to tell them. Why? Because they were ready and open mentally to receive the information that they were going to come back. The benefit that they received from doing this was that they were sold out on their launch, and they have had customers coming to them ever since. Their threat is that now they have a two-partner business. So one partner got sick, right? So their threat was, what do we do when the one partner is sick? And they prepared for that as well. That meant that the other partner knew that they had to pick up extra hours, right? And the partner that was sick had to sit in the background and do what they could do in the background while the other partner stepped forward. But this is because they had a system in place. They had a plan. Family, I can't tell you enough and I can't stress to you enough, please do not go into business without a plan. You must not go into business with some sort of plan, because without a plan, you have nowhere to go when you fall, and you're going to fall in business. That's the best part about business, right? We fall, but we learn every time we fall. So we get better. We get better and better and better each time we fall. We must always have a plan of action for every step in our business. So you're going to start a business, right? We're going to talk right now to my family who's out there working their 9-to-5 jobs, and they keep saying, I'm going to start that business. So family, I want you to sit down right now, get your paper and pen. Go ahead. I'm going to keep talking for a few minutes and give you some minutes to get your paper and pen together. I am going to give you 10 tips that are the best tips I could ever give you if you are still working a full-time job and you want to start a business. Okay? These are things people don't normally tell you. They tell you, oh, we get a business plan written, right? Oh, you need to get marketing. Oh, you need to do this. But no one tells you the things to do that you can actively do while you're still working your full-time job. So let me give you my story, and I'm going to give you my story because these are the steps that I employed while I was working. So I worked as a claims adjuster, I want to say, for at least an entire year before I actually started working my business full-time, right? And I would spend my lunch hours. My lunch hour became my customer service and my sales and marketing hour. So you can do things. You can put things in place so that your business will start to grow and you will be able to make that easy transition out of being a salaried employee to a business owner if you take these steps, okay? You want to keep a composition journal with you at all times. I tell people all the time, don't get the spiral notebooks, right? Everybody wants to get a spiral notebook from the dollar store. It's really quick and easy. The pages are bigger, right? You can write everything out. But guess what happens with that spiral notebook? Those pages come loose. And there's nothing worse than you having ideas that you wrote down because you had a spurt, right? You just had the spurt of ideas flowing. You wrote them down, and the page tore. You didn't know it tore. and now you've lost that information. So go get the old school composition book. Get one of those and keep a journal with you at all times. Why are you keeping a journal? Because you're going to go through experiences. You're going to be making phone calls. You're going to be doing research. You're going to have ideas that pop up because now you're in I'm going to be a business owner mode. And when you're in I'm going to be a business owner mode, you're constantly working on your business. I promise you, it's one of the best feelings that you could ever have. Keep the journal with you. Keep it in the car. Keep it in the pocketbook. Keep it in the bedroom. Take it into the dining room because when the idea comes, you got to get it out of your head. Please don't keep that idea in your head. Put it down so that you can look at it again. You can read it. You can see it. You can visualize. You can make it a reality, right? Number two, you want to minimize all personal expenses. Minimize them. Cut them out, right? So I'm going to Walmart every Thursday or Friday, and I pick up an extra bag of candy that I really know I don't need. I pick a couple pair of extra T-shirts and some pants that I really don't need, right? I may pick up some other knickknacks that I really don't need. When you are a person that is working a 9-to-5 and you're living your life and you're loving life, you have goals set, but you're not going to become a business owner, you don't have to minimize your personal expenses always. Why? Because you're not looking at that bottom line in business. In business, there's something called the bottom line. That's where that dollar is after you've paid the bills and everything is taken care of. What did you really make? So if you're working a full-time job, now is the time to look at your personal expenses and minimize them because you may not be able to get a paycheck for the first year that you work your business. You really may not. But if some of those expenses are cleared out of the way, not getting that paycheck may not hit as hard. You might actually be able to manage. There's ways to manage your business without you getting personal income into your pocket directly. Believe me, there are ways. Your business can handle a lot of your business expenses, but your business can't handle your personal expenses, not the expenses that you're not doing business with. So this is why you want to minimize all of your personal expenses. Number three, you want to avoid making credit purchases that are not for your business. Family, I want to remind you, when you call in, if you want to talk to me and come on and join in this conversation with me, push one. Push one. I'm here to talk to you. You want to avoid making credit purchases that are not for your business, right? Why would you go out and incur more debt that's not going to grow your goal, that's not going to make this thing that you're trying to grow, grow? All you're doing is putting more money into someone else's business. Number four. You want to eliminate unnecessary bills. Again, we talked about personal expenses, but I'm talking about those extra bills. So, you know, we had that cell phone bill that we got a little bit of this on it. We have a little bit of that on it. And the bill is, what, $300 a month. Do we really need all of that? Do we? Do we really need to have a cable bill? With all of the cable channels being streamed on the Internet now and a lot of the services being $7.99, $8.99, $6.99 a month. Why incur a cable bill? Why pay a cable company every month so that you can see something on the television that you can stream through your phone and get on the TV? Or if you have a smart TV, you're streaming it directly on there. So there's ways to pivot our bills and our expenses so that we can prepare to become business owners. The most important thing you're going to do for number five is you're going to determine a startup budget. You must know how much money you're going to spend before you get started in this venture. If you have not set aside a certain amount that you're going to spend or you know that you're going to need to grow this business, boom, failure. Why? Because you're out there spending money without setting a limit for what's too much. So it's just like your own personal budget in business. You need to know, do I need a laptop? Do I need a desk, right? Do I need a cell phone? Do I need a fax machine? Do I need paper, pens? What supplies do I need? What do I need to start this business? What do I need to get that income? Six, you want to take a business planning workshop or course. Family, I can't stress it enough. And once again, dial push one if you want to talk to me. This is the perfect evening to get your free information. Take a business planning workshop or course. Family is all I do all day long, right? Is I teach people how to write their business plans. I am available. Always I am available. You guys can catch me on Facebook, Khadija Stewart, Deejah's Diverse Training Services, Deejah Communication. You can find me, deejahstraining.org, Deejah Communication, D-I-J-A-H, communication.com. I cannot stress enough to you how important a business plan is. And guess what? It's not expensive to write it, especially if you have a coach that's sitting right beside you teaching you every step of the way the different pieces are put in there, right? But don't do it by yourself. So many people try to cut and place these templates offline to write these business plans, and I'm telling you they're missing something. Cannot write a business. If you have never run a business before, and if you've been a manager or you in business management, you might be able to do it by yourself, right? But if you've never, ever, ever managed or run a business before, there's a lot about running a business that you've missed. There's a lot about planning a business that you've missed. So I want you to take the time out and find a business planning workshop or a course and get your business plan written before you start putting money into a business. Okay, callers, please push one if you want to talk. I think we have a caller on the line. I'm on number six. So, caller, come on. Let's talk about these other tips. So, number seven. Waalaikum salam. Who do I have on the call tonight?
This is Manaya on the call, what you said.
Manaya, girl, hold on. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good. I said, hold up. I gotta support my sister over here, and you are correct. I was just telling a young lady this tonight. She's thinking about starting her business. Of course, I told her about the One Village, but I said, tonight I have a young lady that's going to be talking about a business plan and how important it is to plan it out.
Say it again for me, Manaya. Tell a village
how
again.
Important it is to plan it out. If you don't have this information and you don't know where you're going, tell me what business that you're running. That's the only thing I can say. That's it. If you don't know where you're going, I don't know what business that you're planning to do. And this is what the business plan is all about. You must look at it. You must know what problem are you solving. What is making you different than another company? If you're not looking at these things, then hey, you're just running a rag race around yourself. You must have the business plan. I agree.
Tell the family. What you do for business? Tell them.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing. Okay, here's one business. Number one, I have a cleaning business. Hey, don't run into me, brother. Okay, I'm driving, sis. Wait a minute. I got people backing up.
Okay,
I got one business, which is, I'm taking my time. One of my businesses, my first business that I ever had that I started was a cleaning company, and is Khalil's One Touch Cleaning. I have this under the umbrella. I have this under the umbrella of the Khalil Foundation. This is a cleaning business. Now, mind you, you're thinking that, like you said, what is your startup? You need your flyers. You need your ink. You need your paper. Because you're putting it out to everyone that I have this cleaning company because you're going to be self. Well, I'm independent. So you're going to be an independent service. So, everybody has to know, who's doing this? Who is this company? What do you mean by Khalil's One Touch?
When you started the cleaning business, I want you to tell me, did you sit down and get your numbers together first, or did you just go out and start?
I had to sit down. No. I had to get my numbers together. Now, I'm going to tell you, I did get turned off at when we start talking about supplies. We was at the end, though. This is at the end of the business plan. When we're talking about supplies and the waste supplies, like, do you know how much money and waste that you would have if I didn't have a measuring situation of the supplies that they used each night? And it came up to about $3,700 a year, I'm going to tell you.
Ouchie.
Yeah, ouchie, right? So you looked at it, and I said, okay, well, damn. I don't really want to, hit everybody for 5 hours each day. You understand? But this is what you're losing in your business, and this is a decision that you must make. These are decisions that you must make. Like, okay, are you willing to take this in the gut, or is this going to kill you?
Okay.
Me, myself.
But that's because you looked at your numbers ahead of time.
Yeah, you had to see the numbers, yes. That's why. Yes, yes. It was 25 spent on each shift. It was 25 spent on each shift. It was only a quarter. But when it added up for the year, it was $3,700. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. But that's looking at the numbers and knowing your numbers, yes.
Thank you.
So
that's
just one company. And then, exactly. And then I went into, well, a lot of people are in real estate, right? But I went into this business with homeless prevention. See, and your business plan, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, your business plan is going to tell you exactly what do you want to do. Look, it say text 215-542.
Thank you. That's right. It's going to tell you exactly.
It's going to let you know exactly, you know, what you're doing in business, what makes you different from somebody else in business, what problems are you solving with your business. You have to go through the process.
And we're doing that with our ladies in One Village, right?
Yes, we are.
One Village.
I think we got some One Village ladies on the line.
Yes, I think we do too. So yeah, Manaya and I are part of the One Village for Boss Women. It's a group of women that have decided to network and come together, write business plans, empower each other. Oh, gosh, I don't want to go into it too much because we're still building some things and kind of keep some things under wrap right now, because you have to be selected to be a part of the One Village. You have to bring the right energy to the One Village, you know. So, family, I keep explaining to you over and over again, we are there for each other. We have to be there for each other. And you see the things that Manaya is telling you right now. She has a cleaning business, right? And she said it went from 25 cents to $3,700. But if she had not done that 12-month calculation, she wouldn't have known that. You wouldn't have known that without a 12-month calculation, would you?
No, I would not.
Right. So tell me about the other business, the other one. Got a few more minutes. I want to hear about the other business.
Okay, yes. This is homelessness prevention. This is my life, my choice. Now, without a business plan, listen to this. I had to have a plan. Mind you, I have rooms, right? And these are for people that is getting right. These are for people that before they hit homelessness, they're going to call me, right? So you look at it and you say, all right, well, what's going to make you different? Nicole, this is in writing the business plan, ladies and gentlemen. Know this part. What is going to make you different than a regular rooming house? Number one, I'm going to make sure that you have food here. I'm going to supply the beds. I'm going to supply the bed, and I'm going to supply the dressers. I'm going to supply the TVs. I'm supplying the lamps. I'm doing everything that a rooming house wouldn't do. I'm giving you an hour worth of counseling with me to keep you on track. Boom. And writing the business plan, this would make me different than a regular rooming facility. And that's been going on for 4 years now. You understand what I'm saying? And we're constantly full. We're always, you know, full and established. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what makes it not like a rooming house where you're going wild. They're smoking weed and doing drugs and all this is going on. No. This is a safe place, and that's what makes me different. But without the business plan, I wasn't in.
So where are you,
Manaya?
Tell everybody where you are. We need to know where you are.
Oh, well, right now I'm in Philadelphia. Yes, I was going to say. Nicole Journey, you can find me at Manaya Salam. That is my attribute. But you can find me at Nicole Journey. That's NicoleJoyner at letsholdon.com. That's LETS hold, HOLD on. I am Manaya Salam on Facebook, and I'm also Manaya Salam on Instagram. Mirror Coach Manaya, because I'm a coach as well, honey. You better know
Thank
it.
You.
If you don't think you can do it, no one else can. Don't you worry.
Do we have another caller joining us?
I don't know.
We have somebody
you
else.
You got the switchboard, love.
I didn't know. This is Ariana. Can you guys hear me? I'm not sure if I unmuted or not.
Hey, Ari, baby. Yes, I can hear you. I'll go on mute. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so beautiful to hear. Don't mute yourself, Sister Manaya. I love hearing your voice. You are so inspirational. Oh, my God.
Thank you, love.
Ariana, introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are.
Okay, well, I am Ariana Baxter here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I am a full-time mother supporter. I work full-time in insurance. That's what I do. It's my business, and I also have a jewelry business that I'm starting on, and I'm working on opening up. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Welcome, Ariana. She's also one of our One Village Voice Women members. Ladies,
yes.
We have 5 minutes left, and I'm going to try to get some more information in, but I want some of your feedback. I definitely want some of your feedback. Let's go into 10 tips that you should do when you're starting a business, right, that you should try to work on while you're working your full-time job. And one was invest in a quality laptop. Either one of you ladies did that already, right?
Yeah.
And what about understanding spreadsheets and word processing? Did you find that to be important and necessary?
Well, spreadsheets are definitely necessary because it puts the numbers in the right places for you.
Thank you. What about you, Ariana?
Definitely understanding Excel and things like that, and just learning how to plug in the numbers and actually use it, because it can be a little overwhelming, I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it with you, honey. I will say it with you.
Yes.
Even though, you know, I done had a business for 20 years, but I will say it with you. The numbers can get a little overwhelming, and there's nothing wrong with hiring a bookkeeper. There's nothing wrong with it.
Say it again, Manaya, please, for folks.
There's nothing wrong with hiring a bookkeeper. Keep the books under control and let me roll, honey. That's the only thing I can tell you. Okay.
You
keep the books under control, and I'm going to roll. Don't you worry about nothing that's going on. I can handle it. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know what you're going to put on your plate. You understand? And that needs to be worked out. Like you said, work out the cable bill and get somebody in there to handle those books.
That's right. Another thing, number 9, as I was explaining earlier in the story with my new customers that started their business, begin surveying potential customers. Find out who's out there. Who's going to pay you? Who's interested in what you're doing, right? Last one, ladies, I want a little bit of feedback from each of you for a few minutes, and I'm going to sign off. But I want you ladies to tell me, when you evaluated your personal goals and determined you were going to start a business, did you find them to align up with your business? Do your personal goals align up with your business? Oh, everybody got quiet.
Wait a minute. You said, do our personal goals align with our business?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I believe that my personal goals.
Did you find it to be an important point?
Yeah. My personal goals align with my business. And the reason why I say that is because my personal goal in life is to help people, right? So I help young men and women in the community with the cleaning company, because some people is not going to give you a job. Let's just be clear. You come home from prison, it's that third, you know, you got a bad record, your credit's bad. People don't understand that. People check your credit just to give you a job. People don't get that together, but that happens as well. So I'm helping. Then in the venture of my life, my choice, I'm helping the ones that feel as though they're going to be put on the street, that it's not over for you. You will bounce back from this depression. Whatever got you into the situation, whether your friend left you and left you with the rent and you couldn't pay it, whether your fiance left, whether your husband left, whatever's going on. So I think it aligns with who I am as a person.
Okay, now, that's what I'm saying. Ariana, what about you?
I will say that my goals, when I first started my business, my goals, I had so many goals in place, but like I said, I'm a mother first. So what I had to learn and figure out is put in those big important things like in a jar and figure out what is most important and put them and prioritize. And then I started adding the other things, the football games, all the other things. Of course, they're important, but I started with the big things. What do I need to do now? So, yes, my goals, they did align with what I wanted to do in life, but also there's so many distractions and so many different things, and I was all over the place. So definitely mapping out my goals was a very key point in me figuring out what I wanted to do.
Awesome. I love that. Ladies, oh, my gosh. My village. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me tonight and calling in. You guys know I'll be seeing you later on tonight at Accountability Happy Hour. But thank you, definitely. Family, I want you to understand and hear. Definitely. So before you all sign out, really quick, once again, Manaya, we have your information. Ariana, we didn't get yours. Your business.
Revamping some things now. For my insurance business, the website is www.asbagency.com, and my website will be going live in June, and I'll get that at a later date.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for calling in and having my back and joining me this evening. I always like when my village calls in, definitely.
Yes, one village, honey. Yes.
That we are. Right. One village. Have a good evening, ladies.
You as well.
Take care. Family, right. You see, as I'm trying to explain to you, family, we can grow these businesses. We can grow these communities. There's nothing stopping us. And when we work together, look at the successes that come. Now, Manaya and Ariana are all part of a network of the One Village for Boss Women, and we get together every morning, and then we get together at least once or twice a week. And we're building business plans, and we're growing businesses. Family, don't say you can't. Please, it's time to stop saying you can't, and it starts time to doing. So as always, family, I'm going to go ahead because I'm going to break my fast probably in about 10 minutes. But it was a joy and a pleasure always to spend some time with my family and helping them grow their businesses from the real, right, the real skinny. My Thursday thought that I'm going to leave you with is we are not born with character. We build it. So family, let's work hard at building our character. Understanding how we came here as babies is not how we're going to leave here. But how we are when we are here and what we do while we are here is based upon that character we built. Family, have an awesome week, awesome month. I will see you again next month. Work hard at building those businesses and those characters. Take care, family.
All right.